Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those that are like these children." And last week we started this series talking about how to approach faith like a child, how to look through the lens of a child when we approach our faith. We live in an overcomplicated world, and even our faith walk sometimes can become complex. But it wasn't meant to be that way. So Jesus urges us to have faith like a child, to keep it simple, to bring it back to a place of simplicity. And that's a challenge, right? That's a goal, to have faith like a child. Last week we began that. If you missed that, you can go back and listen to it on the podcast. So we're talking about entering into the kingdom of God. We talked about sin, humility, stripping different things away. You can find that on the podcast. But today I want to talk to you about being full of wonder. Full of wonder. When I think about a child, I think about all those moments that they are just amazed at the new things they discover. That first sunrise, that first ice cream, that first trip to the beach. That's really one of my favorite parts of being a parent, is seeing all of those firsts, seeing things through their eyes, something they've never seen or experienced before. And there's something beautiful about the wonder of a child. I still remember when we took Esperanza to the beach for the first time, and she touched the sand, and it was awesome. It was sticky. It was everywhere. It was got on her face, and she was just, it was pure awe and amazement. It's sand. What a wonder. Habakkuk 2:3-2 says, I have heard about you, Lord, and I am filled with awe by your amazing works. There are some people who bring that sense of wonder even into their adult life. They try to guard that sense of being inspired and amazed by new and beautiful things. When we have faith like a child, it's like that. We don't know everything there is to know about our amazing God. And so as we learn about him, as we lean in, we discover new things, and that sense of wonder and amazement continues. When we truly seek him, not just on the surface, but we're truly seeking him with our heart, he continues to reveal himself in beautiful, new, and powerful ways. Imagine when God revealed himself to Moses in Exodus 3, a burning bush that was not consumed. God said to Moses, "I am who I am." What a profound statement. I am who I am. I will be what I will be. Basically, I am unlimited. I can be whatever I want to be. I can be whatever the situation requires. Wow. What an amazing moment in God's presence in which he revealed something and Moses stood in awe and wonder. That is faith like a child. If we want to have faith like a child, we can't lose the wonder. Right. Have you ever seen someone that has lost their spiritual wonder? And it just becomes business as usual. It just becomes commonplace. Maybe they become a little cynical. Maybe they lose their zeal. They've lost the beauty of that first love. In the book of Revelation, Jesus tells one of the churches that they've lost their first love. He said, "You've done a lot of good things, but you've lost your first love." Or we could say they've lost their sense of awe and wonder towards God. Jesus wants his church to continue to pursue him with awe and wonder, like a child. Some Christians lose that, and when you lose that, it's easy to lose your way. Right? When God is everything. He inspires awe and wonder in you. When God becomes normative and routine, it's easy for him to fall into second or third place in your life. This is why we have to faith like a child. When we have faith like a child, God continues to inspire that sense of wonder in all of us. A child gravitates to their parents. Sometimes a child has one parent that they might focus on a little more than the other. They might be a mama's boy, or they might be a daddy's girl. There's that sense of a child gravitating to a parent, and it's a normal thing. It's a natural thing. My first daughter was definitely a daddy's girl. It was so evident that sometimes would upset Pastor Corinne. That's a later sermon. I'm just going to put that out there. Esperanza was a daddy's girl. And when we had our second daughter, I thought I would receive the same treatment. I was under this impression that I would receive the same love and affection that my first daughter gave, and I was gravely mistaken. I was absolutely spoiled by Esperanza, and I was not prepared for what I was about to receive. And I had never heard of a thing as a mama's girl until I met Ariella. It exists. And despite my best efforts trying to change her mind and her heart, she is absolutely a mommy's girl. It's intense. The world revolves around Pastor Corinne. When she wakes up thinking about her, wondering where she is. If she's not there, she needs to know. She wants her help. She wants her involvement. She wants her constant attention. I think when we approach God with faith like a child, it's like that. For a child, their world revolves around their parents. God wants us to approach the faith like that. God wants us to approach him like that. Faith like a child is when the world revolves around him, around time spent with him. We want to be with him. He becomes our greatest focus. Jesus told us, have faith like a child, to approach him as a father, to pray, to love, to desire to have a deeper relationship. When we have faith like a child, we gravitate towards him. And that's important. What's important before becomes less important because he's our focus. The focus is our relationship with the Father. For a child, that relationship with the Father is everything. Jesus said, approach him as a father. Matthew 6:9, pray like this, our Father who art in heaven. Jesus said to approach him as a child. Let your faith be that of a child. When we have that type of faith, we're pulled closer to him. Faith like a child causes you to want to be near him, to want to do things that please him. Ever seen a child? They always want to please their parents. Faith like a child makes us want to pursue the purpose and the plans that he has for us. I think about the law of gravity and how it's always pulling. Gravity is pulling the earth towards the sun. Gravity is pulling us back to the earth. But it's always pulling. Faith, like a child, causes us to gravitate around the Father, be pulled into the Father. It keeps our life, it's keeping our life simple enough that anything that interferes with this orbit, we strip away. Last week we talked about stripping things away. If there's something that is in the way of your life orbiting around the Father, it's important that you remove it. If there's anything that causes there to be a limitation in God's pulling you to him, those are the things that we need to strip away. I want my life to orbit around him. I want to be caught up in his gravitational pull for my life. I don't want to resist the pulling of the Father. I want to give in to it. James 4:8 says, come near to God and he will come near to you. What a beautiful picture that as we give in to his pulling, his leading, his drawing, he becomes even closer to us. There is a desire within the heart of the Father to draw us close to him. Like a father wanting to hold his children, wanting to be around his children, God the Father is drawing, is pulling us to him. He wants to make us his family. He wants us to approach him and call him Abba Father. Romans 8:15, it says, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father, Daddy God. He desires relationship with us. He desires us to approach him with faith like a child. What can we say this week? What could we think about this week? What can we work on this week in our faith journey? How can we look through the lens of a child? How can we see God with wonder and amazement like we're seeing him for the first time? How can we pursue him in ways that he continues to reveal himself to us? How can we let our lives be pulled into his gravitational field? How can we draw close to him and allow him to draw close to us? Can we develop faith like a child? Will you bow your heads and let's pray together today. God, I thank you, Father, for your love, for your drawing us closer to you. There is nothing like your presence. There is nothing like your Spirit. You have given us the spirit of adoption that we become part of your family and we can approach you and call you Father. We can call you Daddy God. Lord, we're thankful to be a part of your family. We're thankful, God, for all that you have done. Let us never lose the wonder, the amazement, the beauty of what you did on the cross, the beauty of your love for us, the extravagant nature of how you care for us. Let us always be amazed by it. Let us continue to pursue you in a way that allows you to reveal yourself in fresh and new ways. As we're praying, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with my relationship with God. I've kind of drifted, but I want to reconnect today. That's important to me. If that's you, I just want you to slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Yes. Amen. Amen. If you say, I want to come back to him, or you say, I'm not sure if I ever really had that, but I want it. Either of those, if you slip up your hand, I want to pray with you today. If you lifted your hand, I want you to say this prayer, and everybody that agrees with this, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you for your love, for coming and dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for wiping my sins away and giving me a fresh start today. I'm sorry for the times I drifted, I sinned, I turned away from you. I need you today. God, give me a heart to please you. I want to pursue you with faith like a child. Jesus, help me live a life that pleases you, that pleases the Father. Help me follow your commands every day. In Jesus' name, everybody said, Amen. Let's give God the praise today. Wow.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.